Striking hotel workers chanted to the beat of makeshift drums at the Sheraton Princess Kahiulani Hotel in Waikiki. Jason Murai is a telephone operator there and says he and his fellow workers at five Kioia hotels and resorts are in it for the long haul.
We're in it to win it. We didn't strike for 2 weeks to give up now. We want job protection. We want job security against subcontracting, against technology taking over our jobs. We want workload staffing guidelines so the company stops cutting our hours.
Meanwhile, at Unite Here Local 5 Strike headquarters on King Street, Boram Shim, who grew up in Pennsylvania and graduated from Old Dominion University in Virginia, says her front desk job, which pays $25 an hour, will probably be the first to be automated by the company.
In our collective bargaining unit, we want to put specific language. They haven't agreed to it yet, but we want to be involved in the decision-making process. So when they decide to bring technology and automation or robots, we want to know way in advance so we could prepare for it. And we want the members and the workers to have a say in how it gets implemented.
The workers are also asking Kioia Hotels for pay raises. A $1 an hour raise for a full-time worker would cost the company $2,000 more annually. For all 2,700 workers, a $1 raise would amount to $5.6 million more annually. Paola Rodelis, union spokesperson, says 8 years of record-high revenues for the tourism industry justify pay raises.
They're doing very well, and Kioia is no exception. As a private company, we only have their older numbers. We know that their cash flow back in 2013 was almost $170 million. And so when you think about like that $5 million, it's kind of like pennies in a bucket for them.
Contract negotiations resume October 26th. Wayne Yoshioka, HPR News.